Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of our God recorded in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. I remember it vividly. I was listening to the radio. The song that was on was not a familiar one, but suddenly one line from the song did something I did not expect. The singer sang how he wished it were once again 1985, where all the ones he loved were still alive. With that one line, I abruptly found myself back in 1985, sitting at the large table in my parents' kitchen. Surrounding me were those members of my family who have long since died. They were happy, healthy, laughing and smiling, as they had always been, and oh, how I miss them. That's the hard thing about death. One by one it takes away the people you love. The longer you live, the worse it gets. And when it comes to the death of someone extremely close to you, you never completely get over it. Such a death is going to leave a mark, a scar. That's just the way it is. That's what it means for sinful people to live in a sinful world. Everything dies, and everyone. But then along comes Jesus. Along comes his empty tomb. Along comes his resurrection from the dead to declare that death no longer has the final word. In fact, because our Savior has paid the ransom for our sin, even the deaths we endure in this world will soon cease to be. When Jesus returns, death itself will die. Death will be destroyed. A time is coming when the heavy hurt of death will not even be a memory. Instead, there will only be joy, laughter, victory, celebration. And these will last forever. Jesus says so. Maybe you're hurting now because of a recent death. Or maybe you're hurting from a death of long ago. It's okay to feel the hurt. Just remember, Jesus lives. Those who die in the Lord will live forever. And death is going to die. Living Lord, when death touches my life, remind me that death does not have the last word. You do. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.